Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A little observation. Shepherds have a good reputation in the Bible. They really do. I think of the book of Genesis, Jacob. He falls in love with who, you remember? Rachel. Rachel is described as a shepherdess. And of course, any man that falls in love with a woman who's a shepherdess, he wants to become a shepherd, and he does. Jacob and his 12 sons later, all sheep keepers, keepers of livestock. And when they appear before Joseph down in Egypt, they describe themselves as all shepherds. And that's great. So in the book of Genesis, right away, the love between Rachel and Jacob and his future vocation is a shepherd. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, who is a shepherd. Wow. Then you go to the next book of the Bible, Exodus, and you have a little varying good and bad reputation for shepherds here. When Moses, he's drawn out of water as a little baby, the next thing you hear about him is he kills an Egyptian. Remember that? And he flees Egypt. Where does he go? The land of Midian. He finds a well. He sits down next to the well. And seven daughters come. And they try to draw water from the well. But shepherds come and try to drive all the women away. Bad shepherds. Kind of mean. And that's where Moses stands up and he shoos the shepherds away. And he draws the water out of the well, and he even waters the flock. Moses proves himself to be a shepherd among shepherds in a good way, a good reputation. Moses, the shepherd. The next book of the Bible, Numbers, when they're out in the wilderness, Numbers chapter 14, God says, "You will be keepers of the sheep all the 40 years that you wander in the wilderness." He calls Israel shepherds. Chapter 27 of Numbers. Moses asks for a successor, someone to come after him to lead the people because he doesn't want Israel to be a congregation that has not a shepherd. He doesn't call himself a cowboy, doesn't call himself a horse keeper, a slave driver. He calls himself a shepherd. Lo and behold, you fast forward to the time of the kings in the Old Testament. When it's time after Saul is chosen, when it's time for a new king, because Saul proves himself to be evil, now this king is going to be a king after God's own heart. He is going to choose the king. And Samuel brings up Jesse and Jesse's sons, and all these sons, seven of them, are all tall, all strong, and able men. And the Lord passes by each of these tall, strong, able men and says, "The Lord has not chosen these." Tells Jesse, "Do you have any other sons?" And he says, "Well, yeah, but the youngest, he's keeping the sheep." Samuel says, "Go get him, bring him. He's the one." God chooses the youngest, a keeper of the sheep, to be the king of Israel, and by all means, he becomes the great king of the Old Testament, King David. All the other kings of the Bible are all judged based on how faithful they are to being true to God and true to the identity of their father, David, King David. Wasn't perfect, but a good king he was. Fast forward to the time when the incarnation happens, the Lord Jesus is born. Who is it that is first revealed to the birth? To shepherds out in their fields, watching their flocks by night, the angels appear and tell them of the birth of Jesus, one who will save his people. To the shepherds are announced the birth of our Lord Jesus. You see, shepherds really do have a good overall reputation in the Bible. They're kind of a good vocation, one after God's own heart, you might even say. One who pushes away the evil shepherds, the false ones like Moses, ones who care for, tend, and even feed and water the flock, the congregation. This is a vocation after God's own heart. And it's truly one we ought to appreciate today on Good Shepherd Sunday. When Jesus in John chapter 10 speaks with others, he immediately switches in this chapter to the shepherd and sheep metaphor, if you will. When people are wondering, are you the Christ? Tell us plainly. He says to them, I have told you, but you haven't listened to me. The reason why you haven't listened to me is because you're not part of my flock, because you haven't been listening to my voice. The works that I do bear witness about me, but you don't believe. They've seen the miracles, but they didn't want to believe. But he says, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. And no one is able to snatch them out of my hand. The Father, who is greater than all, is stronger, and I and the Father are one. And no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. That's the truth of our Lord Jesus in this resurrection season called Easter. We heard already, right before the raising of Lazarus, about him and the vocation, the work, and the way he describes himself as the good shepherd, the one who cares for those who hear his voice and believe in him and his work, the one who's guarding the sheep, looking out for their souls, protecting them by giving them his word, yep, and also one who is feeding and watering them from his gracious hand. On Good Shepherd Sunday, we remember the vocation and the care that Jesus gives to us by raising himself from the dead and showing to us the life that he gives. He says, I give them eternal life. All other shepherds want something from the sheep. They're just timekeepers or people who just check in and check out and give them back to their owners and go on with their business. Or false shepherds who don't really care about the sheep, who fall asleep on the job. False idols, false things that want something from the people. The good shepherd, we hear in the text, is the one who gives. He feeds, he waters, he tends, he cares, and he says his sheep follow him. You know the good shepherd by listening to his voice, not one who's trying to extract something from you, good works, oblaws and ceremonies and obedience, but one who gives to you his word, shows you the way to the Father, and even shows what happens when you believe in him, laying down his life for the sheep, becoming the Lamb of God, the sheep, the shepherd. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Behold that Lamb. He himself is the shepherd, the one who guides us and takes us carefully into the Father's kingdom that has no end. He gives his people, his sheep, eternal life. What Moses prayed for came true. He wanted a successor after him so that the congregation would not be a people, a congregation without a shepherd. Indeed, he gave a shepherd. He gave his only son, gave him into death, and gave him to us in the resurrection to feed, to water, to care for, to tend, to give us eternal life. Praise be to God for the good shepherd that is Christ Jesus our Lord. In his holy name we pray. Amen. And the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We rise to sing the offertory hymn.